Wisconsin. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Maggie Dawn. I'm going on vacation tomorrow. I'm so excited. Speaking of vacations, we have a wonderful text to win statewide contest here on Civic Media. It's called Ride Into Spring. So this hour, if you would like to be qualified for one of our incredible prizes, you are going to text via our app a particular word that I'm going to give to you. You have to text via the app. What could you possibly win, you might be wondering? You can win an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. You'll also be entered to win one of two grand prizes that include new bikes, outdoor patio furniture, a blender, and even more. The word for this hour, everybody, is family. F-A-M-I-L-Y. That is family. Don't spell it wrong. F-A-M-I-L-Y. Family. Text it in via the app. You will be qualified to potentially win in our Ride Into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. We'll be doing this all this week and all next week, everybody. So you're going to want to tune in every day for that word that is specific to this 3 o'clock hour in the Maggie Dawn Show. Again, you're going to want to text that in via the app. Don't text the normal number, via the app. So in this hour, we're going to cover a bunch of stuff that is going on. One was the first thing I need to address is basically what happened over the weekend of March 8th and 9th in that ballpark. Donald Trump hosted Hungary's President Viktor Orban at Mar-a-Lago. Now, if you don't know who Viktor Orban is, he's basically Putin's buddy. And he's an authoritarian strongman that's basically running Hungary by force. More or less. Now, they have elections. I'm going to put quotes around those. But since Orban has been elected, he has consolidated power. He has limited freedom of the press. He attacks immigrants, women, the LGBTQIA community. He denigrates all sorts of treaties, anti-NATO, anti-UN. Does this sound familiar to anybody? But he's gone much further than Donald Trump was able in his term of presidency to consolidate power. Of course, Donald Trump loves this guy. He loves dictators. Loves him. He was standing with Steve Ducey, I think, in, gosh, what was it, 2019? See if you can find, if you Google this, Anya. Steve Ducey, Donald Trump, he's talking about Kim Jong-un and what a great leader is, because all of his people just stand up at attention and listen and do what he says. He fawned over Donald Trump before the International Press Corps. Excuse me, Donald Trump fawned over Vladimir Putin in front of the International Press Corps, basically said, I don't believe our homegrown American intelligence services. I'll just trust Vladimir Putin. So here's what Donald Trump put out on Truth Social after meeting with Viktor Orban. It was an honor having Viktor Orban and his lovely daughter Flora as my guests last night at Mar-a-Lago. Viktor is a great leader, capital G, capital L, respected all over the world. Hungary is a safe country, capital S, capital C, because of his strong immigration policies. And as long as he is in charge, it always will be. In other words, Donald Trump saying, by hook or crook, by any means necessary, leaders should just, you know, the right leaders should remain in power for a really long time. And of course, Viktor Orban, not to be outdone, had to post his own little love note to Donald Trump. He posted that same day, it was a real pleasure to visit at Real Donald Trump today. We need leaders in the world who are respected and can bring peace. He is one of them. Come back and bring us peace, Mr. President. There's one thing that you can say that authoritarians are really good at, and it's getting stuff done many times, because there's no need to build consensus. It's what I say goes. It's not democratic. It's not about compromise. It's about imposing your will through police, through military force, through intimidation, through death threats, by cheating. And often authoritarians can bring a measure of peace because you squelch all dissent within your country. And then you simply wield the military in whatever way that you would want without any input from the legislature to maintain that control and patina of peace, a fig leaf of peace. That's what Viktor Orban is about. Now, there's a resistance movement that's organizing in Hungary. I wonder how that's going to go over there. But the language here matters. Matters a lot. And you got to think about this in terms of the fact that a number of Trump's hand-picked foreign policy and State Department leaders and even a chief of staff who served in the military, countless numbers of these people now speak out and say Donald Trump is a threat to America. There's a book written by journalist Jim Sciutto that's coming out, or Sciutto, S-C-I-U-T-T-O. And CNN shared some excerpts of the book. And this journalist had many conversations with a whole bunch of former Trump administration officials, one of which is Trump's second chief of staff, General John Kelly, as well as Trump's third national security advisor, John Bolton. Of course, interesting to note, Donald Trump had more turnover in his cabinet than any modern American president because people quit. Both of these men recounted Trump's fondness for dictators in many ways, shapes, and forms. Bolton told Sciutto, quote, he views himself as a big guy. He likes dealing with other big guys and big guys like Erdogan and Turkey, and of course, Orban and Hungary. Get to put people in jail and you don't have to ask anybody's permission. He kind of likes that. John Kelly said, he's not a tough guy by any means, meaning Donald Trump himself. He's not a tough guy by any means. In fact, quite the opposite, but that's how he envisions himself. This is dangerous. And Orban, this is dangerous because, again, Orban is a Putin ally. Why is Donald Trump talking about how great Vladimir Putin's best buddy is? And on Sunday, following these visits, Viktor Orban told Hungarian state media that Trump, quote, will not give a penny in the Ukraine-Russia war. Therefore, the war will end because it is obvious that Ukraine cannot stand on its own feet, end quote. And then Russia media republicized all of that. And it was all over the Russian news, reporting that Trump's MAGA allies in our Congress are already helping Donald Trump, who is not our president, end U.S. support for Ukraine. Remember, the aid package for Ukraine has been stalled in the Mike Johnson-controlled House of Representatives since October. EU countries have given more monetary aid to Ukraine than has the United States. And Ukraine is actually winning the war despite all of that, but they are running out of munitions. Why? The greatest threat to Western democracy is Vladimir Putin. We of course, have what I'm going to call the crazy factor, North Korea, Iran. We have the destabilization risk, what's happening in the Mideast writ large, the conflict in Gaza. But in terms of a single leader and the ability to threaten democracy and Western alliances, it's Vladimir Putin. And Trump's chummying up to the guy that's Putin's best friend, creating sound bites for the Russian media to be like, oh, don't worry, Trump's going to kill all the aid to Ukraine so we can just march all over Ukraine. This isn't good for America. There's no foreign policy expert worth their salt that will tell you that Putin taking over Ukraine is good for the United States. And yet a guy that's running for the presidency is willing to risk our national security yet again to get himself into the White House by cozying up to these people. Again, if you want to know what Trump's policy platform is, you need only look as far as the tip of his nose. It's nothing to do with conservatism. Recall as well that the Senate passed a national security supplemental bill on February 13th by a bipartisan vote of 70 to 29. Mike Johnson refuses to bring that bill to a vote in the House. What the hell is going on? Why is this okay? To conservatives, if you're listening, please tell me why this is acceptable. 855-75-CIVIC. 855-752-4842. Why is this acceptable from the Republican nominee for the President of the United States? And lest any of us forget, Viktor Orban gave one of the most disgusting speeches in the history of CPAC this past fall. He basically celebrated fascism. What is wrong with the GOP? Why are these sorts of statements acceptable? I don't understand. So, because it works for Donald Trump and that's now going to dictate American foreign policy? And I haven't even talked about the fact that the guy needs a loan for half a bill. Where do you think he's going to get that from? Dear Victor, dear Vlad, I seem to be a little short with my lunch money. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're not going to miss another thing I have to say. Keep it locked. We'll be back after these short messages. Before I put another notch in my lipstick case. On air. Smile so I got up and asked for his name. That don't matter, he's sick. Welcome back, Wisconsin. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you want a text to win in our statewide Ride into Spring contest, the word of the day is family. F-A-M-I-L-Y. Text that via our app. Get qualified to win an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Or one of two grand prizes that include new bikes, outdoor patio furniture, a blender, and more. Again, text the word family via the Civic Media app that you can get for free from your favorite app store. I'm talking about the fact that the Republican Party has lost its way. It's not the Republican Party anymore. It's the MAGA Party. It's the party of Donald Trump. And apparently, they're completely fine with buddying up to dictators and authoritarians like Viktor Orban in Hungary, like Erdogan in Turkey, like Vladimir Putin in Russia. And the Heritage Foundation is one of their co-conspirators. Here's what was hardly reported in the media, and it ticks me off to no end. They talked about Orban visiting Trump at Mar-a-Lago. What they didn't talk about was that Viktor Orban then went to visit with the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C. in private closed-door meetings. What the hell does the Heritage Foundation have to do with Hungarian politics? Why are they hosting an authoritarian? Orban, when visiting the Heritage Foundation, spoke with the president of the Heritage Foundation, Kevin Roberts. And according to Hungarian state-run media, again, check that, Hungarian state-run media, Orban also met with, quote, renowned U.S. right-wing politicians, analysts, and public personalities. Was Tucker there? I bet he was. I bet Tucker was there. Journalist Casey Michael noted that it was nothing short of shocking that Orbán declined to meet with administration officials. So, in other words, a foreign head of state is in the United States. He meets with the 91-count indicted former president, meets with the Heritage Foundation, but doesn't meet with the current administration or current president? I mean, what? Orbán at the CPAC conference said this: Hungary is, quote, the place where we didn't just talk about defeating the progressives and liberals and causing a conservative Christian political turn, but we actually did it. Heritage Foundation President Roberts had called modern Hungary, quote, not just a model for conservative statecraft, but the model. The Heritage Foundation has joined the Hungarian Danube Institute in a formal partnership. It's a Hungarian think tank overseen by a foundation that's directly funded by the Hungarian government. So, yeah, not independent. Journalist Michael says that the Hungarian Danube Institute is, quote, for all intents and purposes, a state-funded front for pushing pro-Orbán rhetoric, which is the Heritage Foundation for Trump. I mean, it all lines up. And listen, what Orbán has done in Hungary is exactly what the Heritage Foundation, in its, quote, mandate for leadership, the conservative promise, wants Donald Trump to do if he's reelected, which is get rid of anyone who is not personally, politically loyal to Donald Trump from the entire apparatus of the federal government. So no more independent scientific research. No more civil servants. No more independent legal advice. No more separation of law enforcement and investigatory powers from the political arm of our federal government. Nope. Everything within the federal government's immense powers should be wielded to yield one outcome. That is the establishment of a Christian nationalist government in the United States. I don't care what party you are. That ain't America. That ain't democracy. We fought a revolutionary war in part for the separation of church and state. The Heritage Foundation wants all of that gone. All of it. Scientific research should basically only be funded and conducted if it supports the conservative Christian nationalist blueprint for America. The entire law, the intelligence apparatus, the law enforcement apparatus. Yes, it should be weaponized against the political enemies of the conservative nationalist right-wing movement. That's fascism, everybody. Steve Schmidt put out a note this morning. I subscribe to his Substack. And he shared a speech given by Joseph Goebbels in July of 1932 called "The Storm is Coming." A speech that was given just a few weeks before the last German elections that occurred for 17 years. Go look it up. Read the whole thing. Because it is a speech that could be given and has been given nearly word for word by CPAC speakers, by Republican leadership, and by Donald Trump itself. It is a speech littered with, you are the victims, and I and this party are the only ones that can possibly restore dignity to this country again. And these are our enemies. people within our own country, our own citizens, our own neighbors, our friends, our family members. It defines us versus them. That ain't America. That is Germany in July 1932 by Hitler's chief PR and propaganda officer, Joseph Goebbels. Go read the speech. The storm is coming. Does that sound like language we've heard from Donald Trump in the last week? It sure does. These are the stakes. This is where we are as a country. It is beyond partisanship. It is beyond party. There's no other way to contextualize this. And we could listen to the sound, and I know Anya's got it. We're not going to do that because I don't need to listen to Trump attack NATO again. I don't need Trump to denigrate Medicare. I don't need to hear Trump say that migrants and immigrants are not humans. I don't need to hear that again because we've already heard it in Germany in 1932. We know what propaganda is. We should know when we're being sold a bill of goods, when we and you and I are being manipulated. And it's up to us to say no. Injustice can only exist when good men and women are silent in the face of it. I'm Maggie Dawn. Come back. I'm going to talk about the legal chaos created by this hack of a Supreme Court and what's going on near the border in Texas when we come back after the news and a farm update here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can text via the app the word family and be qualified in our Ride into Spring Text to Win statewide contest, which runs through the end of next week. You text in via the app, you're going to be qualified to win an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dell. Bikes, outdoor patio furniture, a blender, and more. Who doesn't want to get in on that?
I want to get in on that, and
we can't. Gosh,
what a combo. A bike, a blender, and Chula Vista. Truly the recipe for a great weekend, I think.
Yeah, you can take a little bike ride through the rolling Kettle Moraine hills.
Yeah.
I'm good at the downhill.
Oh, yeah?
Uphill.
Not so much.
Not so much. But in all seriousness, we've been talking about the embrace by what is now the MAGA party and Donald Trump and the Heritage Foundation and other conservative thinkers of totalitarian leaders. We got a texter. I'm going to go to the phones in just a sec. If you want to get in on this, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Texter saying, what's next from Trump? Praise of Pol Pot, Mao, Stalin, or even the first emperor of China, Nero, Commodus? I mean, for real.
Hey, now, I heard Nero played a mean lute. Was that it? What was he playing? Fiddle?
A fiddle.
He played a mean fiddle.
Well, Rome burned.
There you go.
I mean, that's part of the context here, if we want to be candid. You know, I referenced a speech from Joseph Goebbels, The Storm is Coming, delivered in July of 1932, just weeks before the last election that occurred in Germany for 17 years. But 6 years after his speech, pogroms started to sweep through Germany. 7 years after that speech, Germany invaded Poland. 10 years after that speech, the final solution was decided in a 90-minute meeting. It's where the Holocaust was hatched. And that speech from Hitler's propagandist was the theoretical underpinning of all of that. 15 years after that speech, Germany was destroyed and 80 to 100 million people worldwide were dead. And this isn't distant past. 10 years after that speech, Joe Biden was born. There are 230 days left, 225, excuse me, days left, somewhere in there, between 225 and 230 days left until the election. Why are we confused about what to do with Donald Trump? He talks like Joseph Goebbels. He aligns himself with men who are the modern day Goebbels, meaning Putin, Erdogan, Orban. This shouldn't be a debate anymore. Let's leave for 2028. We can return to our camps. We can return to the policy debates, the pros and cons of liberalism and progressivism, and the pros and cons of conservatism. Trust me, those fights will be there. We have a different fight today. And it's a fight for each and every one of you. And me. That's what's on the table now. Joanne from Middleton, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Yes, this is such an important and timely topic. The fetish, the strongman fetish that Republicans have right now is very dangerous. It's as if they want to return to a simpler time, being a part of a dictatorship simplifies life for people. And that's a strange type of simplicity, but that's where we're headed. It makes us childlike.
It sure does, Joanne. I mean, that's what's scary about that. That has appeal, right? Simple answers, and I am the only one, has appeal to people. These are complicated times. These are tough times for people. Things are getting better, but the solutions to these complex problems aren't sound bites, are they?
Well, Kanye West said that Trump was a father to him, the father he never had. And I saw in that a retreat into childhood, which, it's wonderful to feel that we could be protected and somebody else has all the answers and all of that. But certainly it's not the case with Trump, who could barely do good things with his finances.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more, Joanne. We have to fight sometimes the human impulse to embrace the overly simplified. When we're afraid, what do we want? We want safety. We want a promise. We want a guarantee. I understand why people are afraid. I'm afraid some days. But the fear is what we got to fight through to coalesce with one another, with you and me together, to say that's not good enough. Simple, baloney, snake oil salesman. I am the only savior. I'm the only. That isn't America. America is me and you. It ain't Donald Trump. We can go back to our partisan camps in 2028. What we got right now is far too important. It is us. It is me and you together. We're going to go the way of Joseph Goebbels in 1932. Mark from Prairie du Sac, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Yeah, a couple places I could go here. I could go off at Dune where the theme in there was fears of little death, and that you have to overcome your fear. And to play off what Joe was saying, I think this is rooted in the misogyny that is, rampant now in the Republican Party. Stephen Miller, whose family lost members during the Holocaust, for him to be quoting Goebbels is terrifying. And let's remember that, and perhaps I'm misconstruing this, but the Puritans apparently didn't like the idea of democracy. They saw it as a violation of the fifth commandment of the Bible, where, and government was a stand-in for God. First you're supposed to obey your father and your mother, and then the government kind of fills in that role as being, the father and the mother. Let's remember, in biblical times and in Roman, under Roman law, the father actually had power over his family. He could just order his children killed.
Yeah, it strikes me as deeply and troublingly ironic that one of the words that is used by conservatives to criticize liberal progressives is paternalistic. There's nothing more paternalistic than someone telling you who's good, who's bad, what to think. There's nothing more paternalistic than authoritarianism, because you no longer have choice. It robs all of the freedom. With freedom comes tough choices. With freedom comes complexity. With freedom comes responsibility. With freedom comes responsibility, not just for yourself, but for your neighbor as yourself. It comes with an idea of common purpose, fraught through public debate, public difference. Paternalism is what Donald Trump is selling. If you don't like to be told what to think, who to be, what to dress, how to dress, what to wear, you're not a Trumper. Because what he's selling ain't freedom. What he's selling is my way or no way at all. Remember, Goebbels gave that speech, and weeks later, the last election for 17 years in Germany happened. What did Donald Trump just say last weekend? If I don't win, that will be the last election. History is calling to us. Do we dare to hear it? Jean from Eau Claire, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Thank you so much for taking my call. An outstanding show, as usual. You're doing a really great job, Maggie, getting this information, because people have to have it. We don't have a parent there. We have a child, a spoiled child, who's went bankrupt many times. He's also a con man. He's hurt so many people in his past. A lot of younger people don't know about it. And all he thinks about is me, 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 me. And I still remember his big thing in life is he wanted a parade like the dictators had. He was fighting to get his parade. He didn't want people to hear what's going on in our country. He didn't want briefings. He didn't want to start work till in the afternoon because he liked to watch himself on TV. This is one man that we do not need in the top position in our country, or we're all up the creek without a paddle.
Couldn't agree with you more, Gene. Yeah, he wanted the tanks all lined up, big missiles. I mean, I'm sorry. When have we done? Yeah, we don't do that. I was in D.C. when General Schwarzkopf. There was the big parade after the war in Iraq and Kuwait. And even then, people were like, "This is a little weird. A little weird." I don't know. I've never been one for celebrating the weapons of war and the mechanism for human destruction. It doesn't sit well with me. Karina from Milwaukee, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hi, Maggie. Thank you so much to be so aggressive about it, actually, and not politically correct, because I think people with political correctness forgetting that the Nazistic party was democratic Nazistic party. You know, he was screaming about democracy. And unfortunately, exactly like Trump, he is a narcissist. He doesn't care about the land. He doesn't care about the Rome. He doesn't care about the people. He just cares about one thing and only one thing, that he is winning.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more, Karina. Thank you for that. Listen, I'm not trying to be politically incorrect. I'm trying to be completely truthful. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of this context, the history, all these things matter. We've got to call a spade a spade. I watched journalists and the media fall all over themselves not to call Trump a liar. And it enraged me. It enraged me. Why can't we call things what they are? Americans aren't stupid. I don't think any of you are stupid. So why treat us like we are? Say the truth as you understand it the best you can. When we get it wrong, let's correct ourselves. But let's not fool you or me or any of our friends or families. This is what we're dealing with. And when Robin Voss and Mitch McConnell and others who have at times called Donald Trump a complete and utter mess, totally unfit to lead, a disaster for Republicans, when those guys bend the knee, you know we've got a problem. When all dissension within the party is wiped out. I'm proud of the fact that Democrats argue amongst ourselves. That's one of the best things about being a Democrat. We don't always agree. We're the freaking adults in the room. I want adults back in the Republican Party. I want to see disagreement amongst conservatives again, because we can have discussions if we can have the freedom to disagree. You don't get to love your country just when you win. I didn't get to the border debacle. I'll save it up.
It'll be here when you get back.
Yeah, it will be. Yes, indeed it will. We're going to move on to some hopefulness. Because I can't go out the door onto vacation with all the doom and gloom. But remember, the way that we are going to save our democracy is through our democracy. It's by me and you standing together. We're always better when we stand together. I'm Maggie Dawn. If you want some good news before I go on vacation, keep it locked, everybody, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Back with more in just a moment. What's up, Wisconsin? Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, we are running the Text to Win statewide right into spring contest. You got one more segment to text the word family, F-A-M-I-L-Y, through the Civic Media free app that you can get at any app store. You'll win a Chula Vista overnight stay in Wisconsin Dells, bikes, outdoor patio furniture, a blender, and more. Margaritas and mayhem at the Chula Vista. What more fun can you wish for? My thanks ahead of time to every single one of my guest hosts, Nick Kovac, Liz Miles, Evan Goyke, Anya times two, Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson of the Milwaukee County Board, and of course, Civic Media's own Jim Santel. That is your lineup while I will be taking a vacation and a deep old breath. But I couldn't go out on any sort of doom and gloom. Got to share some really good news with everybody. There is hope. If you want to share some good news, 855-75-CIVIC. 855-75-CIVIC. Personal, political, policy, public, whatever you got. Let's share some good news before I go off on my vacation. Here's what I've got for you. Since the end of 2019... according to The Economist, the American economy has grown about 8%. We're crushing it, people. Now, has all that shown up in everybody's wages and the price of food at the grocery store? No, but we are moving in the right direction. And comparatively speaking, we are kicking everybody else's butts. The European Union over that same period of time only grown 3%. Japan, 1%. Britain, 0%, the big donut for the UK. According to The Economist, Brendan Duke, entrepreneurship in the United States, small business ownership, booming. 5.2 likely employer business applications have been filed between January 2021 and December 2023. That is 33% more, an increase of 33%. Over those filed between 2017 and 2019. That's what Joe Biden has done for our economy. Now, he can't tell an individual food manufacturer what to charge for their shrinkflated bag of chips or cereal. But he can help grow the economy, and he's doing that. Economists Justin Wolfers and Aaron Dube said, quote, "For the first time in forever, real wage gains are going to those who need them most," end quote. Wages have gone up for all but the top 20% of Americans. Yeah, that's reducing inequality. That's Joe Biden working for you and me and our families. The FTC under Joe Biden challenged AstraZeneca to reduce the prices of its inhalers, which were in the hundreds. They now agreed just last week to cap patients' out-of-pocket costs per month at $35 for inhalers. It was down from hundreds. That's just one example. 3 days ago, the EPA announced that it is finally banning asbestos. You thought it was banned, didn't you?
Yep. Whoa, what? How did we not have that on the banned list before?
Yep. Just saying. Biden's EPA banning asbestos. By the way, asbestos kills around what's estimated to be like 40,000 Americans every year. It's still used in a few products. Now it can't be. You think Donald Trump's EPA is going to ban asbestos?
I feel like Donald Trump's EPA might require the eating of asbestos in public schools, if I was being honest.
Lead paint is back. I'm kidding.
To wash it down with.
Yeah. A little asbestos and lead paint. Delicious. Joe Biden just signed an executive order to integrate women's health into federal research initiatives. This is because until 1993, the federal government did not require women's health to be included in federally funded medical research. I mean, if you're a woman, you know this. By the way, in the early 1970s, researchers studying estrogen's effect in preventing heart attacks selected 8,341 people for the study that they were conducting. Guess what? They were all men, but studying estrogen.
Oh, well, that's the experts.
Just saying. You think the Heritage Foundation's FDA, National Institutes of Health, you think they're integrating women's health into federal research initiatives? Unless it's maybe like, unless the outcome of the research has been predetermined to be like, you're a baby maker. Get back into the kitchen in the bedroom. Just ask, you know, Senator Katie Britt, where we all belong. But here's the best good news that I've got. We had a bunch of primaries yesterday.
Oh, did we? Good stuff.
We did Arizona and Florida. Trump's already got the nomination all hooked up. But we had some primaries. And remember, Nikki Haley's out of the race. So a Nikki Haley vote's a burn vote. So you want to talk about protest votes? This is as of 5 a.m. this morning when I was trying to finish prepping. Had a few things today. In Arizona, Donald Trump only got 78% of the vote. Nikki Haley took down 18.7%. She took down nearly 20% of the vote in Arizona, people. And she's not in the race anymore. Bang! Like, that does not bode well for Donald Trump. He's got to get every single one of the... Why are they voting for Haley? It's like, because I cannot bear to vote for Donald Trump. By the way, in Maricopa County, largest county in Arizona, she got 21%. And it basically was the same deal in Florida. This, my friends, is a winnable election. It's winnable on Joe Biden's record. And it is winnable by the numbers. So tell your friends and family, it ain't about partisan politics anymore. It's about the soul of America for you and for me. I am Maggie Dawn. I will be back with y'all on April 1st. Check out all my wonderful guest hosts. It's going to be fabulous. I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But always remember, it's better when we stand together. That's it for now, folks. I'll see you on April 1st.
Hey, I'ma keep on running 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.